Judges chapter 2, beginning with verse 12. It says, after Joshua had died and the children of Israel, one generation went, another generation come. It says, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord, and served Baal and Ashtaroth. Judges 17, verse 6. In those days there were no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, great Shepherd Lord Jesus today, who knows us better than we know ourselves, Lord, you know everyone in this room. You know what the needs are, Lord. You know what the hurts are. You know what the pains are. God, I pray, minister, Lord, reach down, God, move in this place. We ask it in Jesus' name. Give your neighbor a high five. You may be seated. I want to turn to the book of Ruth. Read just a little bit. This is a long story. It's a beautiful story. And I challenge you to go home, and all of you romance novelists, lovers, go home and read the book of Ruth. It is a book of great love, and nowhere near enough time to even touch what is contained in the book of Ruth. If you read through it, you will see many upon multitudes of verses and words that are paralleled to the New Testament. Ruth chapter 1, now it came to pass, and this is the time. That's why I read Judges. This is the setting. This is the point in history that the book of Ruth, the historical account of Ruth, took place. It was when Joshua had passed on and Israel just went around doing whatever they thought was okay in their eyes. They went around with their own judgment. They had no leadership. They had no one to lead them, so they ended up in their own messes. They ended up in trouble. They ended up in turmoil. They ended up in all kinds of chaos and adversity. And so we see this beautiful story here in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. It came to pass in those days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judea, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And when they came into the country of Moab and continued there, and Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. She was left of her two sons, and they took them wives, the women of Moab, and the name of one was Orpha, the name of the other was Ruth, and they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. And then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. And wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return into the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return to your mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. And the Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of your husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, I should have an husband also tonight and should also bear sons. Would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. They lifted up their voice and wept again. Orpha kissed her mother-in-law, and Ruth clave unto her. She said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone, verse 15, back unto her people and unto her gods, return thou after thy sister-in-law. And I am jumping around just because of time and because of necessity, but you'll get the picture. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge, and thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Ruth chapter 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was the kindred of Elimelech. Behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servants that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? The servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is a Moabitess damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now. Verse 8, then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence. But abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charge the young men that they shall not touch thee? When thou art athirst, go into the vessels and drink that which is the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thy eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband. And hast thou left thy father and thy mother in the land of nativity? Art thou come unto the people which thou knewest not? Hear therefore too, for the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for thou hast comforted me, and thou hast spoken friendly unto thy handmaiden, that I be not like unto one of thy handmaidens. And Boaz said to her, verse 14, at mealtime come thou hither and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached parched corn. She did eat and was sufficed and laughed. And so Boaz, in chapter 4, verse 9, Boaz said unto the elders and all the people, your witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's. The hand of Naomi, moreover Ruth of the Moabites and the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead of inheritance. And all the people that are in the gate, verse 11, said, we are witnesses. So we see that Boaz redeemed Ruth and Naomi and all the house. Amen. And so we see a very moving, now there is a whole lot more, and that's why I said you're going to have to go home and you're going to have to read all this, because it is a long love story, the eighth book of the Bible, the book of Ruth. But we see a story of Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz is one of the most moving accounts in the Bible. The events occurred during the periods of the judges about a century before David became king of Israel. And set in the midst of great hardship and tragic loss, the story focuses on loyalty and faithfulness. It starkly contrasts the pagan Moabite culture from which Ruth originated. The story is also a clear example of God's faithfulness and bringing about his plan of redemption using unexpected people. God wants to use you today. This is a beautiful story of redemption. This is a beautiful story of a kinsman redeemer. Amen. And God using, amen, people unexpectedly in amazing ways during a time of frequent unfaithfulness. Israel, amen, had went off and began to do their own thing, and they had ventured past and beyond the ways of God. Amen. The book of Ruth begins with this Israelite family. Amen. And the Elimelech, Naomi, and her two sons. Amen. And we see how that they had walked away. Amen. When times had begun to get rough, they had walked away. Amen. From Bethlehem, Judah. Amen. And today, can I tell you, some, amen, in this house today may have walked away, amen, from God when things began to get rough. Amen. Come on. But today, amen, is a day of redemption. Today is a day, amen, come on, of redeeming things back. Amen. Never walk away when things get rough. Amen. Come on. It will only get rougher. Amen. Tragedy struck. Amen. Elimelech died, and so did Naomi's sons. Amen. A lot can take place when you venture out past the relationship with God. Come on, I said a lot can happen in 10 years. A lot can take place, amen, in our lives, amen. And so we see in this picture, it's hard, amen, for us modern people to comprehend the hopeless situation in which these three women found themselves. Amen, they lack protection and provision. Amen, a tragic situation in any time, in any place. Amen, they were outside, amen, of that protection and provision. Amen. Their losses were devastating in every way. Amen. They were a non-family with no means of providing for themselves. Amen. Options for such marginalized women were few and unpleasant. Amen. They didn't have a welfare system like we have today. Amen. And so completely dependent on the generosity of others. Amen. They faced starvation. And even worse, but thanks be to God, they had ventured away from the house of Judah, from the house of Bethlehem. Amen. But they returned. Amen. They went back to Bethlehem. They went back to the house of bread. Amen. The best thing that you can do, amen, come on, is not venture outside of the house of God. Amen. Not venture past or beyond, amen, that place of protection. But the best thing, amen, that you could ever do, amen, is to return to the house of God. Amen. The place of God's provision. Amen. Come on. The Old Testament, this is a beautiful testament, Old Testament picture of a prodigal. Amen. Come on. They had went outside. Amen. Of God's protection and provision. Amen. They left the house of God. Amen. The kingdom of God. And they ended up out there in a world that's messed up. Amen. But they returned. They came. Amen. Back to the house of God. Amen. Come on. Somebody ought to give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Naomi was a survivor. Amen. But she returned with nothing. Amen. Ruth left the gods of Moab behind to put her fate in the hands of Naomi's God. Amen. Come on. It's a good life living for the Lord. Amen. I said it's a good life living for the Lord. Amen. It's the best choice. It's the best life. Amen. That you will ever live. Amen. This world has a lot of promises, but amen, not like the promises of God. Hallelujah. I said Naomi was deeply discouraged. Amen. And I do sense in this room today, amen, as I wrestle with this sermon, God, is this the one I should preach? Amen. There is some discouragement in this house today. Amen. Come on. She felt that the hand of God was on against her. Amen. She felt like the heavens were iron. Amen. And that God didn't hear. Amen. That God didn't care. Amen. But I got news for you, even as she found out. Amen. God cares for you. Amen. God, amen, cares more
more than you'll ever imagine. Amen. Come on. I said, amen. God cares more than you'll ever imagine. You may feel like you're on the outside. Amen. Come on. And you may be today. Amen. But if you'll turn, amen. Come on. True repentance is turning away from sin. Amen. Come on. True repentance, amen, is turning away from self. Amen. From our own desires. Amen. From our life. Amen. That we made a shamble of. Amen. We all are prodigals. Amen. We all ventured off. Amen. Into the world. Amen. And found ourselves in the pig pen of life. Amen. Come on. But there is a Father. Amen. There is a God. Amen. That is right there. Amen. He is right there for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. How could they have known that just the opposite was actually true? Amen. Ruth. Amen. There. Naomi. Amen. Naomi told her daughter-in-laws, amen, that God, amen, is against me. Amen. Don't follow me. Amen. Because, amen, I have discouraged. I have made God mad. And you don't want to follow me. Amen. Because I'm on the bad side of God. Amen. Come on. But little did she know. Amen. She wasn't on the bad side of God. Amen. Come on. I said, God had a plan. Amen. God had a plan. Human perception is always distorted. Amen. I'll say that again. That sounded good. Human perception is always distorted and misaligned with the reality of God's plan. Amen. Come on. Peter. Amen. He was a poor fisherman. Amen. Come on. I'm sure he felt, amen, empty. Amen. He felt ruined. He felt purposeless. Amen. Come on. But that is totally misaligned. Amen. With God's plan for his life. And it's the same thing for you today. Human perception is always distorted and misaligned with the reality of God's plan. Amen. Why do you think, amen, that the, amen, distortion takes place? Amen. First off, because we're human. Amen. We try to figure things out for ourselves. Amen. We're homo sapiens, the thinkers. Amen. We try to figure it out ourselves. Amen. Come on. When it comes, amen, to our future. Amen. We need God to help us. Amen. With our future. Amen. We don't have the answers. We don't have the solutions. Amen. And then there's the devil. Amen. That comes along and distorts things even worse. Amen. Come on. But in the midst of their heartbreak and loss, God was orchestrating an amazing plan. Amen. That would later affect all of humanity. Amen. The picture. Amen. The story. Amen. Of Ruth and the kinsman redeemer. Amen. A beautiful story. Depicting Christ who came, amen, to redeem, amen, the world. Amen. Don't you ever feel, amen, that God is against you. Amen, honey. You better look at Calvary. Amen. He ain't against you. He died for you. Amen. I said he died for you. Every stripe, every punch, every pain, amen, he bore, amen, was for you. If I can get you to see today how much God really loves you. If I could get you to see how much God really loves you. We look in the book of Luke and we find one day where Jesus was telling his disciples how he was going to Jerusalem and he was going to be betrayed at the hands of sinners and he was going to suffer. He was going to be crucified. He knew his fate. He knew his fate. And he could have changed it. And Peter, here, Peter was just a disciple. He was not grown, still immature. He still had a mouth and a temper. And he pops out of his mouth and he says, Jesus, be it far from you.
None of this never happened to you. I'll fight for you. I'll go with you all the way. I'll even die for you. Jesus looks at Peter and he says, Peter, he says, thou sufferest the things that be of men and not of God. And he says, Peter, he says, Satan hath desired to... There are things that are going on behind the scenes. There are battles taking place in the spiritual dimension that people are unaware of. There are things that are going on in the spiritual, in the heavenlies, in the dimensions, amen, that we're natural is unfamiliar with. Amen. And Jesus looked at Peter and he said, Satan have desired to sift you as wheat. Amen. To grind you, to pulverize you. Amen. To shake you off, to, amen, just ruin you. Amen. To, amen, destroy you. All of those, amen, synonyms, all of those, amen, words along there, any of them could apply. Amen. But Jesus looked at Peter, amen, and he said, Peter, amen, I have been praying for you that your faith fail not. Amen. God loves you in the midst of your failure, in the midst of your wandering away, in the midst of your, amen, come on, in the midst of your messing up. Amen. We mess up. We make mistakes. None of us are perfect. Amen. Come on. There's a God. Amen. I said, there's a God who loves you. Amen. There's a God who has a master plan. Amen. Come on. I said, he has a master plan. Amen. He has a wonderful plan. Amen. For you. Amen. For me. Amen. A wonderful future. People often describe the book of Ruth as a love story, but this love story, as it unfolds, we realize it's more than a love shared between two people. Amen. Ruth said to her mother-in-law, I'll not leave thee. I'll not forsake thee. Whether thou lodgest, I'll lodge. Amen. Thy God shall be my God, and thy people shall be my people. Speaking of a great love and a oneness and harmony. Amen. We have got, amen, to get, amen, that kind of love. We can take this sermon in so many different ways, amen, here today, but we're going to have to fall in love, amen, come on, with God. We're going to have to fall in love with this thing, amen. We're going to have to get a bulldog grip on it, amen, not let go of it, amen, hallelujah, amen. Ultimately, amen, this story is about God's amazing love for all of humankind, amen, specifically his desire for his people to not only experience his love for themselves, but to reach out and display it in such a way that God is made known to his lost, hungry, and hurting children. Amen. A plan of redemption for the entire world. Boaz and Ruth are a beautiful example of the way that redemption worked in a patriarchal culture. Amen. God included the practice of redemption common in ancient Near Eastern culture in his instructions to the Israelites. Amen. In so doing, he explained his role as father or patriarch of all and his desire to redeem family members and the entire creation, restoring them fully in relationship to him and to each other. Amen. Thus, the righteous and faithful character of Boaz is a picture of God himself in his work of redemption. Amen. When he saw Ruth there in that field, amen, he could have, amen, said, what is this, amen, Moabite, Gentile, outcast woman, what is this heathen doing in my field, amen, but that is not the character of Boaz, and that is not the character of Christ, amen, come on, Christ came to redeem, amen, he is a God of the dead, he is a God of the living, he is a God of all mankind, amen, their kinsman redeemer law had to be a near kinsman, amen, for, amen, Christ Jesus became, amen, our near kinsman, he became son of man, amen, come on, I said he was born of a woman, amen, come on, he was born, amen, earthly, amen, he was son of man, amen, he became one of us, amen, to save us, amen, he knows what you're going through, amen, so many times you sit, amen, in your, amen,
amen, in your car, or you sit in your living room, and you say, nobody knows how I'm feeling. I got news for you today. Amen. He knows how you feel. Amen. He knows what pain is. Amen. Nobody knows what pain feels like except Jesus. Amen. Nobody has suffered the pain that Jesus suffered. Amen. Nobody knows rejection like Jesus knows rejection. Amen. Come on. He came into his own, and his own received him not. Amen. Come on. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. He knows what it's like to be a stepchild. Amen. To be rejected of your own brothers and sisters. He knows what it's like. Amen. To have a stepfather. Amen. Joseph was his earthly father, but God was his heavenly father. He knows what it's like. Amen. To suffer. Amen. He knows what it's like. Amen. Come on to me. Amen. Amen. Inflicted with pain. The Bible says that he, God, hath laid upon him the sins of the whole world. Amen. He was wounded. Amen. For whose transgression? Amen. For ours. Amen. That God hath laid upon him. Amen. The sins of the world. Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And by his stripes, amen, today there is healing. Amen. In this house. I said, by his stripes, there is healing today in this house. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have, come on, well, you don't hear me today. Amen. Some people, amen, are at that point, amen, are struggling. Amen. You feel like Naomi. Amen. God is against me. Amen. But honey, he ain't against you. He's got a beautiful plan. Amen. He's got a beautiful plan for you. It's about relationship. It's, you don't have to beg. It's about relationship. So many people struggle. I can't get the Holy Ghost. I can't live for God. You get a love. You get the love of Ruth in your heart. And you won't have to worry. You hear me? Come on. Where you go, I'll go. Where you rest, I'll rest. Come on. Perfect pictures of people building that relationship. It's simple. Take him at his word. Come on. You ain't got to counsel God. He knows it all. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. Tested old Abraham one day. Said, Abraham, I want you to take your only son Isaac, your well-beloved son Isaac, take him up that mountain there and offer him up as a sacrifice. Abraham, because he loved God, had that relationship. Come on, are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up things you love because you love God even greater? Hello, I'm talking to somebody today. It's about relationship. It's not about addiction. It's not about the flesh. It is about your soul in right relationship with your Maker. Come on. Amen. Abraham, take your only son Isaac up the mountain and offer him up. Amen. And what did Abraham do? Amen. I bet you he cried all the way. Amen. He was torn apart inside. Amen. But he took his only son Isaac. Amen. Took the wood. Amen. And there took his own son Isaac up the mountain. This son looks at the wood. Amen. Looks at the fire. Looks at the knife. Looks at his father. He says, Father, amen. Here's the wood. There's the fire. Where's the sacrifice? And Abraham says, Son, God is able to offer up, to provide a sacrifice. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God so loved the world that he offered up his only begotten son on Calvary for our sins and our transgressions. For God sent not his son into this world to condemn the world. Amen. But that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Come on. I said this church ain't here, amen, to condemn people. This church is here to save people. Amen. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. The world is already condemned. Amen. You know you're a sinner. Amen. I knew I was a filthy, rat, rotten sinner. Nobody had to tell me. Amen. Come on. But when I went, amen, to the house of the Lord, when I went back to the house of bread, amen, I felt, amen, come on, the love of God. Amen. Come on. I said, I felt, amen, something I never felt in the bar room. I felt something I never felt in the crack house. I felt something, amen, I never felt before. Amen, I felt the love, amen, a copy love, amen, from my Creator, amen, reaching to me. Amen, come on, for when we were yet without strength, amen, we didn't have the strength. Amen, come on, amen, man can't save himself. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, amen, not when we were, amen, saints, amen, come on, he came not to call the righteous, amen, while we were yet sinners, amen, Christ died, amen, for us, amen, come on, that he might save us. 1 John chapter 4, in this was manifest the love of God toward us. Do you think he did all of this because he don't love you? He loved you like he never been loved before. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God. We did not love God, but that he loved us. Sin and bad decisions will leave you empty, but God has made a provision. The law of redemption. The provision made that someone who was a near kinsman could redeem someone who had lost everything. The great kinsman redeemer was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He was tempted in all points, like as we are. Hallelujah. I said Jesus was tempted in all points, like as we are. Come on, now I just sense, amen, there's some Pentecostal kids. You've been raising this all your life. Amen. Come on. And you're going through temptation. You're going through struggles. Let me get on your boat a little bit. Amen. Come on. He was tempted in all points like as we are. Amen. But yet he was without sin. Amen. So that just goes to prove. Amen. He knows what you're going through. Amen. Come on. I said he knows what you're going through. Amen. You can make it. Amen. He endured the wilderness of temptation and the fire. fiery attacks of the devil. He is and was touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Amen. Jesus was and is the great shepherd. Amen. Who gave his life for the sheep. He is moved with compassion and the feelings of our infirmities. Amen. Come on. I said he, amen, has a beating heart for you today. Amen. He has a beating heart for you today. Amen. Come on. A good shepherd will have the heart of the great shepherd. Amen. Abraham was moved with compassion. Amen. God came down to Abraham's house. Amen. And said, I've heard of the wickedness. Amen. And I'm going down to Sodom. I'm gonna rain down some little destruction down here. Amen. And the Spirit of God that was inside of Abraham, amen, began to inquire. Amen. And began to make intercession. He made intercession for the entire city of Sodom. He said, Lord, amen, when I know thou art righteous, will you not spare the city if you find 50 righteous? Amen. God said, Abraham, if I find 50, I will spare the city. Amen. And Abraham didn't quit. He said, if you find 45 righteous, will you spare the city? And he went all the way down. Amen. Come on. Abraham made intercession. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is the act of intervening on behalf of someone else. Amen. We have got to be a church of intercession. We have got to be a church of intercession. Amen. I said we have got to be a people of intercession. Amen. We have got to, amen, push back the plate. Amen. We've got to push back, amen, entertainment and worldly flesh and desires. Amen. We got to go to the prayer room. We got to pray more. Amen. I said we got to talk to Jesus. Amen. We got to be intercessors for our world. Our world needs us. I said our world needs us. And we need our world. Come on, we've got to get a vision. We've got to get a hold of this. Come on, I said, we've got to get a hold of this. Amen. Come on, God has something great. God has something powerful. God has something extraordinary for this church. Amen. But we'll never see it. Amen. If we don't get the vision. Amen. Come on. I said, if we don't get the vision, we'll never see it. Come on. I said, I was walking around here. I've been around here all weekend mornings praying. Amen. Seeking God. Amen. Come on. I said, I see. Amen. I said, I see something big. I see something beautiful. Amen. I see something great. Come on. I see flags of all kinds of nations. Amen. I see a dynamic choir. Amen. I see a place. Come on. I said, I see. Amen. Come on. We have got to have a vision. We have got to push. Amen. We've got to look past. Amen. Our little dilemmas and our little problems. Amen. Come on and press. Amen. Into the seat of intercession. Amen. There is a world that needs redeemed. There is a world that needs a Boaz. There is a world. Amen. Come on. I said there's a world. Amen. They may not talk the same language. That doesn't matter. Amen. I said, come on. Amen. I said, I see. Amen. Come on. Every kindred and tongue and nation for whom Christ died. This is bigger than what we are looking at. Come on, the famine's over. It's time to go back. It's time for backsliders to come. It's time for people, amen, come on, to return to the house of bread. Come on, I said it's time for people to return and get a vision of what God is wanting to do. Amen, come on, we've got to, amen, we've got to push past.
Amen. Come on. I said, God was wanting to move in here today. Amen. We get stuck in these little ruts, the same old rut every service. Amen. Come on, honey. Amen. If I can give you, amen, some vitamins, amen, to help you grow. Amen. God, amen, wants to give you some strength. Amen. Come on. Amen. Where you can, amen, build your strength. Amen. Strength is built. Amen. Come on, by exercise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have got to exercise ourselves in the spiritual dimension. Amen. Come on. So when we come to the house of God, amen, and all hell is fighting against our praise, all hell's fighting against our worship. Amen. You know what? Amen. We've been doing some spiritual curling. And you know what? Amen. Devil, take that. Amen. I'm going to worship. I'm going to praise. I'm going to magnify my God. I'm going to lift him up. Come on. I said, amen. He gives and takes away. But blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Amen. Come on. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Come on. We have got to arise for the hour. Amen. For such a time as this. Amen. We are the people of God. Come on, if you don't get it, he's going to raise somebody else up who will. I said he's going to raise somebody up else who will. I'm proud. Amen. I said I'm proud of some folks. Amen. Come on. They got their boldness going on. They ain't afraid to go to the altar. Amen. Come on. I said they ain't afraid. Amen. They're over there in the corner with their hands up. Amen. Come on. They ain't looking around. Amen. Playing on their phones. Amen. Talking with their neighbor. Amen. They're talking to Jesus. Amen. Come on. I said wait. Amen. We got to get it right. Amen. If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. Amen. But if you make some hard changes, you know what? Amen. I'm tired of being weak. I'm tired of being weakened. Amen. Well, I said I'm tired, amen, of being spiritual weak. I'm going to shout. I'm going to run. I'm going to praise my God. I'm going to lift him up. Don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about your neighbor. In Jesus' name. You are not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish, without spot, who was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, was manifest in these last times for you. Why did he come? For you. He had everything. He left the splendor of heaven. Come on, I said he left the splendor of heaven for you. The old chorus, altar chorus, he came a long, long way. Take away sin and strife. There is a solution to strife and fighting and bickering and fussing. Jesus. He came a long, long way from heaven to take away all sin and shame. Terrence is going to go down this water in Jesus' name today. Terrence, you ask the Lord to forgive you of all of your sin. This is not just a ritual. You're fixing to be heading to Chicago and going to some dangerous places. You need God. You need more than religion. You need relationship. Come on. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, if a musician would come. Amen. If you want to go ahead and get ready there. All have sinned, Romans chapter 3, and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Revelations chapter 5 and verse 9, and they sang a new song. I'm so glad God gave me a new song. I don't sing the same song that I used to sing. Amen. Come on. I said, I'm so glad God gave me a new song. Amen. I don't sing the same old songs that I used to sing. Amen. I sing a new song. Amen. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Amen. Come on today. Amen. Let's stand today. Amen. Jesus came to redeem, to take away, to, amen, pave a better future. Amen. To give us everything. He came to redeem. Come on, there's a kinsman redeemer in this house.